Okay, welcome. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantaloresco. This is The Remedy, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Hopefully you're getting this. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, cooperate, brainstorm, come up with some ideas. I'm also published at byebyebluesky.com and sites throughout the internet. Feel free, and also have YouTubes up, set up for anybody to go watch and learn how to remedy yourselves. And we also have the Podomatics available. So feel free to access all these things at your disposal. I'm going to jump right in. I'm going to start talking about certain things, I guess. The biggest thing that I get email-wise is some of the fiction a lot of you believe. Some ideas and concepts that you have fallen into over years and years are being propagated with gurus and research that doesn't give you the full detail or the full concept of, you know, the full, you know, full concept on what's really going on. You know, when some people, you know, hear me talk in regard to taking more copper, taking more zinc, taking more this, taking more that, and they have other ideas that they want to try other things because they heard that copper can be dangerous, iodine can be dangerous, zinc can be dangerous, too much vitamin C could be a problem. You know, vitamin C isn't really vitamin C anymore, and it can cause X, Y, Z, and all kinds of health issues. And they hear, you hear this kind of crap all the time, and then you get into this doubting thing. You know, well, should I take it anymore? Let me point out something very strongly, very quickly here. The FDA for the last 60 or 70 years has attacked the health food industry to such a point where it still creates the attacks and the culprits that do attack, specifically things that still work. Unfortunately, the health food industry has also been inundated with doctors and doctor gurus who have absolutely no idea about health whatsoever, and in fact just rehash the same old research without further investigating the research. They just come out there and propagate what's already been told because you've already been programmed. Since you've already been programmed, it's a lot easier to take advantage of ignorance or of people who are programmed or conditioned to accept facts that aren't factual. And when you hear some of the things that you're hearing, you don't have this enzyme, you don't have this capacity to do this, you don't blah blah blah, that is only an aspect of the issue. The real issues, the real underlining issues is how you have all been disarmed. Okay, everybody overlooks the simplest perspective here, that everybody that's out there having a health issue today has been disarmed, afflicted, integrated with synthetic biology in some form or fashion, integrated with genetic, transgenetic, epigenetic technology, has had your systems corrupted with bad DNA, and nobody, and I mean nobody with a few exceptions out there like myself, are talking in regard to the detrimental effects of these issues that are causing the secondary or third, fourth, fifth causal effects as a result of your genetic code being disrupted. Contacted somebody who was worried about the copper not being absorbed properly and blah, blah, blah. He went on and on and on. Sounded like a hypochondriac on steroids. You can hear whatever you want to hear, and you can discern whatever you think you need to discern, but you have to understand the full equation of the matter is really simply this. If you're not getting at the cause of whatever it is that's causing the problems for you, and all you're dealing with are with the causal or the symptomatic effects. You never fix anything, ever. Everybody in the health food industry to this very day is dealing with how to deal with the symptomologies that you're dealing with. Nobody's dealing with the fact that your DNA has been corrupted and disrupted, and nobody's talking about repairing the DNA and getting the DNA back online. Nobody's talking about repairing the mitochondria. Nobody's talking about repairing the colon. Nobody's talking about restoring the colon's bacterial balance and the homeostasis in the colon. Nobody's talking about restoring the acids in the colon that need to be there. Nobody's talking about using proper nutrients, proper ratio, not necessarily proper ratios, but proper nutrients in order to create the chemical reactions required for the body to produce the enzymes to trigger more reactions in the body. Nobody's talking about using the aspects of the system where we're going to talk about repairing the ATP production of the cell. Nobody's talking about increasing the communication levels between the cells and the tissues. But instead, you're being told to avoid copper. You're being told to avoid zinc. You're being told to avoid iodine. Heaven forbid if you take vitamin C, the ascorbic acid, because that's not really vitamin C and it doesn't really do anything. After 90 years of proven scientific solidarity in regard to vitamin C, you are going to listen to these morons and these bozos who have no idea what they're talking about and are there to sell you product. They don't care about you. They don't care about your health. What the bottom line with most of them is, they care about seeing a fool and his money depart. That's what it's all about. Nobody's talking to you about that the reason why you're still sick today and having health issues is because you've got nanopoisoning in your food supply. You got synthetic biology in your food supply. You got transgenetics, epigenetics in your food supply. Nobody's talking to you about the fact that you've been vaccinated, which has altered your DNA sequence in your body, so your body does not function the way it should be because the vaccines deactivated your genetic code. Nobody's talking about this. But you will listen to somebody telling you that something might be evil. Had a guy contact me the other day in an email saying that the doctor was saying not to use vinegar and lemon, the essential oil of lemon, because it could kill you. I started laughing, you know, when he wrote me this. The doctor is going to worry about vinegar and limonene. Two components that come in food naturally, acetic acid and limonene. And he's worried that that's going to kill you. And yet this is the same jackass that will prescribe to you pharmaceutical drugs that have over 30 side effects that do kill you. See, if I'm worried about limonene and vinegar or acetic acid, I wouldn't be eating any kind of lemon or any kind of citrus fruit because they all have limonene in them. And I wouldn't be using any form of vinegar. Why? They might kill me. Vinegar might kill me. Oh my gosh, vinegar. Oh, God, vinegar is going to kill me. Ooh, I'm so afraid of vinegar. Yet, when you look at the actual studies, this is what I'm saying. You guys will listen to a jackass who couldn't tie their shoe with his Velcro and is dumber than a bag of rocks. Instead of looking at, let's take a look at vinegar and let's take a look at limonene. Oh, look at the health benefits of limonene. Oh my gosh, it supports CQ10. Oh, look, it keeps the arterial blood flow moving. Oh, look, it removes any impediment in the brain. Oh, look, it can actually knock out specific viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Wow, let's look at acetic acid. Let's look at vinegar. Oh my gosh, look, it can regulate diabetic issues. It can heal diabetic foot sores. It can knock out cancer cells. Wow, two things that can take out cancer cells. Can keep the body healthy, can keep the DNA intact. Oh my gosh, this is going to kill you. But a lot of you will fall for that same horse hockey over and over and over again. What is it going to take for you to realize that this industry is full of contradiction, that this industry is full of shit most of the time? That this industry is just there by, reputation only anymore. Got too many doctors have gotten involved, too many people in the pharmaceutical end of things have gotten involved, and have corrupted this industry to the core. Look at your supplements. What is silicon dioxide doing in a supplement? What is titanium dioxide doing in a supplement? What is artificial natural flavoring agents doing in supplements? What is soy doing in supplements? What are genetically modified products doing in supplements? Have you ever asked that question? Why are they putting nanotechnology in supplements? Why are they putting anything that has an OSE at the end of it in supplements? Why are they putting cross-carmelose, hypermellose, microcrystalline cellulose? Why are they being put in supplements? See, that's the question that you should be asking, not questioning whether or not an element is good or bad for you. A lot of times the studies that were done on copper and some of these other metals that they are saying had a toxicity factor to them is because at the time when they did this study, something else was going on which would not be necessarily pertinent in today's time. And at one point in time, they were lining up the copper homes with copper tubing, which caused a zinc imbalance. So they may not have had a copper overload, but what they may have had is a zinc deficiency as a result of taking the copper. That was never really investigated either. You see, so you only got an equation that didn't have all the facts, and then this is what's being propagated as some kind of solution. Oh, you're getting too much copper. You don't have the protein to break the copper down. Maybe you don't have the protein to break the copper down. It's because you don't have the zinc in the body in adequate amount to convert into an enzyme that would give you the protein to break the copper down. You see what I'm saying? Nobody is talking correctly in regard to some of the things you are being exposed to. A lot of it is pure horse hockey, and you need to wake up on this reality. If you're afraid of every little thing they tell you, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, then again, evaluate that statement. One guy wrote me, oh, well, how much vitamin E is it going to take for me to become toxic? Because he was worried about 15,000 IUs. I said, you would need to take 100,000 IUs for 30 days before you would reach any form of toxicity. 30 days. You know, what's that? Six, almost seven times the amount that he's worried about. Like I said, when you read these things and you research these things, look at them from a full perspective. Full perspective. Don't allow yourself to be misled. The biggest thing I'm telling everybody these days is start reading the other ingredients in the vitamins, because that's what's going to make or break the sale for you. That's what should make or break the sale for you. If the vitamin is loaded, or the nutrient is loaded, or the supplement is loaded with all kinds of wonderful things, then the first thing you should be looking at, are they putting these measurements of these components in the pill? If they're just a proprietary blend where you got 29 different things in the pill, then you have to wake up on that one and recognize that whatever is in that pill is nominal. If you got 29 different things, you're only going to get maybe 10 milligrams at the most 15 milligrams of whatever they're putting in there, and it may not be in equal amounts. Again, it's another caveat that they do to sell you stuff that may have absolutely no value other than to take away your money. They don't care. There was a product when I was down in Arizona. This product had everything under the sun. It combined homeopathic with herbal, with vitamin and other antioxidants, enzymes, all in one package. Must have had about 99 things in it, and it sold for $12. It was junk, unequivocal junk. But what they did is they played on people's ignorance in regard to supplementation, because people have this tendency to think that they only want to take one pill a day, and that's going to hold them the whole day long. So they sold the product. People would come in and ask, oh, I want that one. It's got all that stuff in it. What they didn't realize is the homeopathic elements they put in those products were neutralized. And secondly, there was no way to get that many things in one pill. Impossible. So, and again, this was a product, I forget what it was called now, I don't even want to mention it, but the name, but I don't even remember it, to be honest with you. But when you look at that, these kind of stuff that you're dealing with today, you have, like I said, to use that gray matter between your ears. I understand a lot of you don't understand some of the things that I talk about sometimes, and sometimes it gets a little over your head, but this is a common sense factor. You have to start thinking that we are in a war. We are in a war that's designed to compromise you on every front and every level. There is no out. There is no back door. We're here. You're being confronted. Now, it's up to you to understand how you're being confronted so you know how to neutralize, deal with, or circumvent anything that might be coming your way. You don't have the option anymore to listen and believe some of these gurus. You don't. A lot of them today have no idea whatsoever in regard to nanobiology, synthetic biology, transgenetics, epigenetics. And I heard something the other day, and some of you may have heard it too. There's a goofball, a real bonafiable goofball on the internet who's out there talking about this black goo, which is nothing but a lot of bunk. Now, those of you who are listening to me and understand what I'm talking about in regard to nanopoison, which he's calling Morgellons, which is, again, inaccurate. This guy's such an idiot. The aspect he's telling a lot of you, and you better not fall for this, you better not believe his horse hockey, because it's not true what he's saying. He has no evidence whatsoever to validate it. He's playing on your emotions. Yet he's saying if you're not showing any signs in your on the body, then you're okay. Nothing could be further from the truth. When if you're not showing any signs coming out of the body, that means your immune system is losing heavy ground. Okay, this moron went and used a frog venom to help his body expedite the high volume of nanopoison that he was dealing with, not realizing that when he took that venom, it cut his lifespan, literally. Because what this venom does, and they used to use this back in the 50s, but they found it had a double-edged sword. Yeah, it cured you, but at the same time, it cut your lifespan. This goofball used this stuff and has been propagating this. That's exactly what he is a bloody goofball. I get a little annoyed with this guy because he used my research and Brian396's research to propagate his bullsh. And that annoys me because he's then now using it to keep people further in the dark. The mushroom treatment, you know, keep you in the dark and feed you a lot of crap. And that's what he's done. So when we're looking at these kind of, and this is what I'm trying to warn you about, these kind of morons, these kind of goofballs, these kind of sheep in wolf clothing, because that's what they are, sheep in wolf's clothing. They preach some and propagate some nonsense so that they can be looking like they're important. So you support and throw your support toward a goof who doesn't know anything about anything. When we're talking about nanotechnology, nanobiology, nanoinfections, synthetic biology, biological infections, we are dealing with something we've never dealt with before. We're dealing with an algorithm and a programs network that's inside your system through various means, from smart dust, smart sensors, chemtrails, frequencies that you're being targeted with, water you're drinking, plastics that you're absorbing, from a whole host of things, products that you're, again, using in your system, soaps and whatnot. When this gets inside of you, the activation process almost starts immediately, goes through an incubation stage, and within 72 hours starts the assembling movement and takeover of your body. It has assimilated your DNA and now is going to operate accordingly. This will continue to build a network in your system until either you're activated or hyperactivated or until you're saturated with this programming. And once the saturation point hits or once the activation hits, that's when you'll start seeing it come to the surface. But because you don't see it does not mean it's not taking you over. If you're feeling any kind of pain, joint pains, if you're feeling any kind of restrictions in your movements, if you're seeing some sort of anomalies starting to occur in your body, if you're having problems in regard to memory, mental focus, clarity, you might have something else going on in the system. When we're looking at some of the things that are transpiring today in regard to some of the health issues going on, again, this is all being tied to DNA. DNA deactivation, DNA override. And anybody who's telling you because you're not seeing the symptomologies, it means that nothing's happening. I have had that before with people telling me this. Well, I don't see anything happening. 2 years later, they're in misery. Well, I hear the music, so come on back and we will talk in a bit. Take care. Hey everybody, welcome back to The Remedy. I am your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. During the break, I was looking at my email, and I got an email actually from Arizona. I have friends all over the place, and some of them are activists. Just about all of them are activists. Anyway, yeah, that's true. Just about all of them are activists. Anyway, I want to read this to you. Kudos to the people of the state of Michigan. Michigan, can you believe this? Michigan of all places. You know, this is amazing. The people in Michigan have done a phenomenal job objecting to 5G legislation that sadly passed by the Senate today, despite all the overwhelming evidence of harm, scientific and human. However, one person, a real human being, stood out. Senator Patrick Kolbeck. I want to make sure everybody understands this. Senator Kolbeck's speech should be heard by every legislator in the country. And this should apply to Canada as well. His speech may awaken them and remind them of their supreme duty to protect the health of the people and that not doing so is a violation of the state's constitution. His speech is the first speech by any legislature in this country who finally spoke the truth about wireless health effects loud and clear. The following words by Senator Kolbeck should be written in stone. Article 4, Section 51 of the Michigan Constitution states, "The public health and general welfare of the people of the state are hereby declared to be the matter of primary public concern. The legislature shall pass suitable laws for the protection and promotion of the public health, despite the convenience and the enormous economic growth potentially associated with the Internet of Things," this which is a con. "Our primary concern as legislators is not convenience nor economic growth. As much as I love technology, as per our Michigan Constitution, the public health and general welfare of the people of our state are supposed to be our primary concern." He also said, "This convenience comes at a price, and it comes not at the price to the health of many of our citizens, most notably children, babies in the womb, and even adults who suffer from hypersensitivity to wireless transitions. A few weeks ago, I distributed sample data to each of you from scientific studies compiled by bioinitiative.org. The adverse effects are very serious. Many of us are rightly concerned about the hazards of cigarettes, lead levels, and other harmful substances, but I regret to inform you that we need to add electromagnetic radiation from wireless technology to this list. That is coming from a state official in the state of Michigan. My point is this: we are at war. The Internet of Things is there and being put there by design to basically further tighten the loop, to make sure there's no back doors for anybody to come out of. Blockchain, the Internet of Things, singularity, all one thing, and it's designed to lead everybody into a one world system. That's what this is all about. You won't be able to buy or sell anything. This is why the blockchain is out there. This is why the Bitcoiner is out there, to again to further diminish the value of any kind of currency. This is what it's all about. So when we're talking some of the things we're talking today, you know, in regard to health, this is a big one, and I'm working on this myself morning, noon, and night, trying to come up with solutions, coming up with vortex devices, coming up with pulsing units to knock nanotechnology out of the body. The reason why a lot of this technology has an adverse effect on just about everybody, including babies in the womb, is because the babies in the womb have nanobots, nanoparticulates in the cells and while they were being born. You know, this is what's happening. This is why we're having the health issues we're having with kids today. They are loaded to the gills, saturated on a cellular level with nano poisoning. And the nano poisoning reacts with these frequencies and actually amplifies their frequency, because now you're a walking, talking, living antenna. Your DNA is all over the place. So the Internet of Things now has access to your DNA through the transmission process, through this nanotechnology and through these towers. 5G is going to basically cook everybody. And the Chinese now are talking about 6G. The Chinese are talking about 6G. So this is never going to stop, never going to end, until we do something about really putting a tight, hard-ass control on artificial intelligence. This is all, artificial intelligence is all behind all of this. Artificial intelligence is driving this. So again, we need to be fully aware that AI is a program routine that keeps on upgrading itself. And the more it can upgrade, programmers don't know what it's doing. They have no clue. It can do whatever it wants, whenever it wants. It has, there's no leash on it, no tether. You know, and they want to put in regulations now into the artificial intelligence. It's too late. It's way past too late. Even if they had initiated those protocols at the very early stages of artificial intelligence development, once they gave it the go-ahead to override and overwrite its program and to modify its own programming, that would have been terminated anyway. That's the world we live in. Not the Walt Disney specials that you see on television. So when we're talking about health today, it's on a whole different spectrum, a whole different variety. We have to understand how our DNA works, what's required to maintain a good, healthy DNA structure and communications with the cells, using things like silica in any form or fashion. I've said this many a time. I still get emails asking me about silica. I keep telling them, why don't you go look at the research and see for yourself? It's on my site. If you're still wondering about silica because you're hearing the gurus spout out at the mouth on silica and how great it is for you, then why did they stop feeding it to the livestock back in 1960? Because it caused genetic and DNA damage to the livestock. As soon as they saw that, they stopped it. They even stopped any further development in the research. It caused genetic damage. Then the health food industry turned right around and started selling it as Dimatius Earth. And over 5.5 decades, this has been going on. So then you have to wonder how much damage this has done on a DNA level. How many cells has this actually infiltrated and turned off? Like I said, when they put it in the bread supply in 1960, by 1970, you had fibromyalgia, you had lupus, you had restless leg, autoimmune disorders, heart failure, cancers. Cancers were just rampant at that time. And you can almost make the connection. They started it here. 10 years later, you had all this. They didn't have that before. They put it in the bread, in all the grains. Some of you say to me, well, can I make my own bread? When I hear questions like this, I can tell that the aluminum and the lithium has taken place in the head. Where is your flour coming from? It's coming from the fields, from the wheat, from the rice, from the barley, from the oats, wherever you're, whatever flax, whatever flour you are getting. It's coming from the field. What are they doing in the field? They are spraying glyphosates on the field. They're spraying nano silver on the field. They're dropping chemtrails from the sky on the field. So, ergo, it's being saturated with these components, which then goes right to the plant's genetic code. Can you wash it off? No. It's embedded right to the very core of the plant itself. So can you eat it? You can do whatever you want. Should you be eating it? My answer is no. You mix the silica content plus the other components that they're putting into it, plus the carbon you're binding it with, and you've got a delivery method to deliver and transport these components throughout the body. They got all everybody, and this is my point. Again, I'm going to point out, they got everybody worried about gluten. Gluten's a problem. Gluten's a problem. You should be eating gluten-free bread. Gluten is nothing but a protein that used to supply the body what it needed for proteins. But the gluten got converted or altered when they genetically engineered the plants. So is gluten the problem? No. Is the genetics of the plant the problem? Definitely. It no longer acts like it's supposed to because it's been altered. The programming of the wheat has been altered in any form of gluten. If you ate gluten on its own, you wouldn't have a problem. If you eat the wheat without the gluten, you still have problems. Why is that? Because the components are saturated with materials inside that are not supposed to be there, that do not work with your system, do not work with your body, do not work with you whatsoever, and in fact trigger autoimmune disorders. Allows nanotechnology to have a stronger foothold in accessing you. What are we dealing with today is not the same stuff as yesterday. We are dealing with synthetic biology, nanobiology, nanotechnology, bioengineered technology, epigenetic technology, transgenetic technology. We have that going on in our bodies right now as it was via the vaccines. Now we got it floating around in the air. Every time a drone or a programmed plane flying in the air releases chemtrails, this is a summation of everything I just said. Epigenetics, transgenetics, genetics, you know, nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, it's all wrapped up in one. Do you actually think that's snow coming down on the ground when it's snowing? Do you actually think that's just rain coming down on the ground when it's raining? Did you ever think that they might have put in some sort of synthetic technology or synthetic biology in the release of the clouds? Why do you think they mark an X above you? Why do you think they mark X's in the sky? Targeting points to drop a payload. Ever think of that? concept you might want to consider. I don't know, putting an X up in the sky above my store or above my home or above where I'm parking. At least one to be, you know, be a little bit, you know, concerned. Why are they X-ing the sky? What is coming down from that location? Ever think about that? Something to consider. Instead of watching TV, take a look at the sky. You might be surprised what you're seeing up there. Ever see a Kenbo? You know, a Kenbo is a combination of particulate matter that concentrates so that when the sunlight hits it, produces a variety of colors in the sky. Where do you think that's coming from? And what particulates are up there that would cause that kind of reflective or deflective effect on the sunlight? What's that doing to you? See, things that make me go, I didn't give you a whole lot of solutions today because I've talked about these things in the past, but I always will give you solutions. Today was a show about making you aware and being prepared and to not get soaked in to these gurus. Now I'm going to talk about another thing. Okay, some of you are afraid of using cannabis or some other material that may have a hallucinogenic effect. Now this is how I see things, and this is the perspective I have on these matters. The living God, and that's where I come from, the living God created everything on this planet to give us life and to give us health. Now, having said that, I have no problem anybody using any form of herb, as long as you are in control of the driver's seat. In other words, if it's going to put you in a state of inebriation, I don't have a problem with that either. A slight buzz is not going to be the end of the world. But, if you're not in control of the driver's seat, in other words, in control of your thoughts, in control of your actions, responsible for the way you conduct yourself, then don't use it. Okay, if you are not in control of the driver's seat, okay, even biblically, Paul told Timothy to drink some wine to help him help him with his digestion because he had a stomach issue. Drink some wine, help you digest. But, like I said, if you're not in the driver's seat, then don't use it. Use whatever God has given you on this planet. I don't tell you not to use anything. Use whatever God has given you on this planet. Use it wisely and use it and understand the uses of these plants. And some of them can have problems if you don't know what you're doing. But if it's going to put you in a position where you are compromised, okay, or you are no longer in control, some demon has taken over you, or some alien force has taken over you, or some other anomaly has taken over you, then you better not mess with it. And I'm not saying to be afraid of anything. I am saying respect these plants. They are powerful. They have healing properties. They can do a lot for you. But if you abuse anything, and I mean anything, you're going to get your backside handed to you. Keep that in mind. Okay, keep that in mind. We are, you know, I have no issue with anybody using anything, seriously. Use aspirin. I think aspirin is one of the best things you can use, provided it's a pure aspirin and not the pharmaceutical crap in a drugstore. Go order pure aspirin, you know. It has tremendous health benefits. Don't abuse it. Respect it. It has power, you know. When God put something on this planet, he didn't just give it something, just, you know, some lifeless entity. It's got power. It's got, you know, it can do things. It can make things. You just got to know how to activate these components so that they can do what you need them to do. Okay? But like I said, you be in the driver's seat. If you're not in the driver's seat, don't drink. You know, if you're not in the driver's seat, don't eat certain things. You know, don't take certain things. If you're not in the driver's seat, you know, the onus is on you to be in the driver's seat. You don't need to be inebriated and somebody puts a suggestion in your head and then you decide to walk off a cliff because they put this program inside of you. Okay? You're in the driver's seat. Always remember that. You know, that's what the whole healing thing's all about. You being in the driver's seat. All right. Before I go on, Let me remind you that the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network is a network that could use your support, use your help, and give them a call. Say, hey, I heard about you. What can I do for you? Give them a shout. Contact the Micro Effect. Okay, got Bye Bye Blue Sky and myself, April 6th. It's April 6th to April 8th. It's coming around the corner. It's not that far away. We're going to be up there in the Green Show in Toronto. And we're going to be showing you all kinds of different things. We got some things planned. Hopefully you'll show up. We may even show you how to build a mini triangle. I just came up with a mini triangle. I videoed it. I haven't put it on YouTube yet. So far, I'm just basically releasing it just to the immediate core group that I work with. Show everybody what we're doing so everybody can try it out. But, you know, you might see how to make a mini triangle. You might even see how to make a mini vortex device to help you protect you and help you with your sleep and maybe block some of these frequencies that you're being hit with. So again, come on up, check us out. Bye Bye Blue Sky with Susan Marsh. She will be there. I will be there as well. So, and there'll be other active people in there displaying different things. So feel free to pop on in and say hello. I got my website, augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. There's a catalog link. Feel free to access that catalog link. The mini triangle isn't there yet. It'll probably will be showing up. But anyway, there's the triangle. There's the bucket. There's the flash drive. There's the books on DVD. There are remedies there. There's the repulsors. There's all kinds of things there. So if you're interested, feel free to, again, contact me. As well, I do consultations. So feel free to email me and let me know if you're interested. So again, so for more information, email independz@yahoo.com. independz@yahoo.com or contact me at 519-977-5351. All right. Almost down to the nitty-gritty here. All right. Got you thinking, got you looking, got you focusing, got you not believing. If you're going to believe anything, see the whole picture and stick to what has substance. If it doesn't have substance, drop it. That's that simple. If it's not showing any substantial value whatsoever, not giving anything that's solid, drop it. It's just sales. If you're doing something and it's not working, chances are it either is not either meant for you or you're not doing enough of it or you haven't done it long enough. And these are the only three options that you have to consider. So again, think about what you're doing. Understand that a lot of the studies are only giving you a perspective at best. They're not giving you the whole picture. There's a lot of things in these studies that are left out and not talked about. And when you're doing, when they do a study or an examination, they're only focusing on finding out one or two things in the parameters that they're researching. They're not looking for the overall picture. So keep that in mind when you're reading some of these studies. It's only a specific thing they're looking at, not the whole gambit. So when they're saying that you can't absorb the copper, well, because maybe you don't have enough zinc to be able to absorb the copper properly, or maybe you're not getting enough protein, or maybe because you're overloaded it and it, because that's causing imbalance in the system, this is never reported. This is never reported. It's only only at best, a small aspect of the whole picture. Don't be deceived. Start thinking. Start having critical thinking about what you're hearing, what you're listening to. Question everything. Find out answers. If you're not happy with the answers, go look for them. Validate those answers. Validate it one way or the other. You owe that to yourself. Because without the validation, all you're going to get is tossed to and fro by goofy gurus and goofy doctors that are in this industry that couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro, and all they really give a rat's backside about is the bottom line. How much money are they going to get out of you? They don't care if you ever recover. If you recover, that means you will no longer buy their products or the drugs. So keep that in mind. Unfortunately, in today's time, our food supply is poisoned, and you need anything you can get to give you the best advantage of neutralizing the toxicity of the food you're consuming. Don't allow yourself the luxury of just falling and believing for whatever is being touted in the health food industry, because 99% of the time, 99.9% of the time, 99.99999% of the time, it's fiction. You know, it's now one aspect of it is reality, and the rest is all fiction. And they're selling you on the sensationalism of the product rather than what it can really do, how to actually even apply it to make it work. That's not even expressed either. All they're giving you is a suggested daily dose on a bottle, because this way, if you don't put it that way, then you're treating the people according to the medical field, which I find is somewhat alarming. That if you help somebody heal, that's considered practicing medicine. Yet everything I see in medicinal practices doesn't heal anything. So I'm trying to figure out how they made that connection, since today's medical field hasn't cured anything. And they've even stated in 1986, mid-1980s, late 70s, early 80s, that they can't cure anything. So if they can't cure anything and you can, then it means you're not practicing medicine. They are. They're the ones practicing medicine. You aren't. You're practicing common sense and practicality. Keep that in mind as well. So I don't practice medicine. I live my life. And I know how to use biologicals and chemicals to help my body sustain overall health and healing. Going to the doctor, I've never heard anybody in the last 20 years tell me that they've gone to a doctor and the doctor cured them, or the doctor healed them, or the doctor, you know, set them free. I've never heard that. I'll tell you what I do hear. Oh, I got to see my doctor every 3 months. I got to go back and renew my prescriptions, you know, next month. You know, oh, I gotta follow what the doctor's saying. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then I ask him, is it working for you? Are you getting any better? No, not really. In fact, I feel worse, but I keep going to them. Another oxymoron. Think about this. You go to a guy or a gal. They give you all kinds of crap to take. You're not getting any better. You keep getting worse. And you keep going back to them. Is that something? I mean, am I the dummy here? If I go to see somebody after one or two times and nothing's happening, and I've given it like a good 2 month ordeal, then it's time to change what I'm doing. But if they keep giving me the same old stuff and it's not working, well, if it didn't work in the first 2 months, chances are it may not work at all. Think about that. And then you keep going back. Okay, I hear the music. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Till then, you know, get together, brainstorm, you know, cooperate. See you later, eh? Take care.